that. What I need is a Fleetwood Mac documentary.
I think one exists.
It does?
Yeah.
You think about that now. Who's affairing with who, and the drugs and the songwriting and the fighting and back and forth and the talent and, man, what all that went from. That's, yeah, let's sign me up for some of that. Let's do that.
Let's look this up. There's got to be one.
There has to be one. Let me know. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006, the leading commercial builder north and south Carolina because of the better building experience. What's better building experience? One company, one contract, one point person, collaboration, communication, on time, on budget. That sounds different than a building experience. A building experience is architect and builder, miscommunications, missed deadlines, change orders, over budget, and no collaboration. So let's eliminate all that. Let's get it done. Let's get it done right. The better building experience at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Is there a documentary?
There's one that came out last year on Apple TV that looks pretty good.
Okay. All right. I'll get in that one.
You got to tap in. Let me know.
All right. We'll get to that one. 654 Roar, Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines, Georgia Greg. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, wouldn't you have to have on the Fleetwood Mac documentary introduction song, Husk? Can you see that?
Of course.
The song you come into, dun, dun, you would have dun, to. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yes. Had a Southern Cal marching band doing all that. Other. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to do that. Hey, speaking of documentaries, I just mentioned this to Ashby. I watched Becoming Hines Ward last night. It is a, man, it is a great documentary.
I didn't know this is out. What is it? I mean, obviously Hines Ward, but what's the hook here?
Becoming Hines Ward on SEC Storied, it's an hour segment. It tells about him as a, you know, a South Korean African-American growing up and, you know, what he did, his career, and how, you know, what it drove him, and how his mother, it's, you got to watch it, Mickey. It's so good.
Oh, great. I'd love to. Yeah.
It's really good. He started a foundation in South Korea for, you got to watch it.
Okay.
It's so good.
I just looked up this. It is depressing for me to say this, but Hines Ward is 50 years old now. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember that was the 94 to 97 was got married. It was right before we had our first son, and Julie, my wife and I went to every, you know, my son and I went to most of the games after he was born, but Julie and I went to all the games, and that period was it was up and down, you know, it was Ray Goff and then to Jim Donnan, and you know, it was Hines Ward was thrust into the quarterback role as a freshman because Bobo went down, Edwards went down, and, you know, we got beat. Spurrier put 50 on us in 95, but then in 97 we got revenge in Florida. I just remember we had the lights turned off on us in Jacksonville. That was a cool time, but Hines Ward is a special person, and he was a special player.
I didn't know this. How about this? Hines Ward, 1,000 catches in the NFL. 1,000 receptions for 1,200 yards. I mean, 12,000 yards. Super Bowl MVP. You forget about that. Super Bowl MVP.
And that kind of – him getting that was just kind of like the icing on the cake that kind of solidified everything about him. I was so glad when he got that recognition. But, yeah, that was a – you know, Terrell Davis, same period, got an MVP.
Yeah,
some cool players. You know, wasn't the best era of the – team, but anyway, a couple of things I wanted to catch up with you. I hadn't called as much. You know, I do listen, and you talked about Georgia, in your opinion, probably had, at this year anyway, the most stable-looking program, and that's just it. I'm kind of like, man, this should be the year that, you know, I am all geared up. I got my, you know, my favorite players, and this era is just hurt my age group. I know you were with me, but I just can't get as excited right now about it. But I do look forward to it, but it's just not the same. And you know, you you made a fair point. It was a very stable program, but even that's not like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, stable and unstable world, you know?
Right.
We talked about the Pearl Jam song, I Changed By Not Changing At All. Yeah, in this world, man, it is hard, hard to do. I think Georgia is a national championship contender. I think Georgia's got so many pieces. Now, again, I don't know about the wide receivers. Are they good enough to stretch the field? I don't know. Or can you jam the box and try to take that away from them? But they're going to be so much better than almost every team they play in the regular season. You won't know that until they run into an Oregon or an Ohio State or a Notre Dame. Unfortunately for Georgia the last couple of years, those unicorns that won them the two national championships haven't been able to do anything in the college football playoffs or in the you know, the postseason.
Yeah, I'll go back to the – I still really believe. I think we stole one in 22. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if McConkie and Bowers were healthy in that 23 SEC championship, we would have got the playoffs and won it that year. I really do. I think that killed us. But I think the key to this year, Mickey, is realizing those monster tight ends and just throwing them in every situation you can, like you did Bowers, and just take advantage of those people, and you make them the mismatch. If Bo will just commit to that, and I agree with you about pound them with Frazier and Bowers, pound them with the running backs, but use those other guys to make sure to keep those first downs going. And I think, you know, Georgia's not talked about as much this year, but I agree with you. I think they're a solid contender. I hope I hope it's one of the years where that does play out, and, you know, some kind of chip created on the shoulder that really is there. I don't know. But
tell you this. I'm going to leave you with this. Georgia, it might not be the best offensive line in the country. It might not be the best defensive line in the country. It is the best combination of offensive defense lines in America. And that's a good thing to have.
And you know what? At the beginning of the years where we really excelled, those players that became the one – I heard you mention this too, the one-year players that became NFL, this is when they come – you don't think about it, but it's like you said, they really stand out that 1 year, and then you see how good – I hope that's what it comes of.
Yep.
Hey, I got one question for you,
right,
Joe. I don't want to keep Tuesday mornings, do you not do the South Carolina segment anymore?
Tony Morrell left the Big Spur, and I've not replaced him, but we're going to do that. I need to call and set that up.
I'm just
up. But
curious.
Yeah.
I checked in the past couple of weeks and didn't hear him, and I was like,
I'm glad you reminded me. It slipped my mind. I'll make him some phone calls. We'll set that up again.
I will try and get in at least twice a week.
Yes.
Since we're in the season better.
Please do.
Miss talking to you, so appreciate the time you gave me. Right.
Be careful. Always good to talk to you. Be careful down in Greenwood.
You too.
All right, buddy. Ashby, I am going to sound like I'm at the Georgia Bulldog Club here fundraising, passing the hat, passing the plate. Going to preach some Georgia now.
Come on. Glory, glory.
Do you want the good or the bad for Georgia?
Give me bad first.
I don't think these wide receivers – I think this looks like to me – that this looks like the 50th best wide receiver group in America. This looks like Utah State wide receivers. And I don't know why it's been this way. They got the Georgia Tech transfer in Canyon, who's good. 33 balls, 480 yards last year, 4 touchdowns. London Humphreys, who came in from Vanderbilt. You know, last year London had 18 catches, 276, and 3 touchdowns. They have this guy who played a little bit last year as a freshman in Sakovi White-Hilton, who caught 8 passes last year for 70 yards and no touchdowns. They have C.J. Wiley, who played as a freshman last year, who caught 3 passes for 20 yards and no touchdowns. They have Tylan Taylor, who played a little last year. He caught 2 balls for 28 yards. They have Prothro is a tight end, but they're going to put him out there at wide receiver because they don't have anybody else out there. They just don't. This wide receiver core looks like, I mean, I don't know enough about the rest of the country. this might be the 80th best wide receiver core in the country.
Mm-hmm. I think their tight ends are going to be really good.
Their tight ends
helps you a little there.
Are the best tight ends in America.
Yes.
So, you know you're good at tight end where you can feature Lawson Lucky and Jaden Riddell and Ethan Barber and not even put Elias Williams on the field. And Elias Williams looks like Darnell Washington.
He really does. Really does.
With that said, you got to be able to stretch the field a little bit. Maybe the tight ends do that, but if not, I don't know who else is. And somebody's going to emerge at wide receiver. But this is not – it's hard to believe Georgia can be this bad at one position. For this long, too, all they've done is go out and get transfer guys because they can't recruit wide receivers, and I don't understand that. I don't get it.
I mean, they have in the past. You don't think?
I mean, Fred Gibson, yeah. Hines Ward, yeah. But I'm talking about in the last 10 years.
What about George Pickens?
Yeah, and they ended up – and that was kind of a – deal there with some off the field issues, even in high school.
Hoover.
Yeah, but with that said, like their recruited guys don't turn out. Besides Pickens, maybe a couple other guys in there, but for the most part, he had the walk on kids and the transfer kids have been your guys.
What about? Yeah, I guess the transfers they have been good there.
Yeah, Branch was good, but for a year.
I'm surprised they didn't go get somebody else.
I'm just shocked how bad they are there. Now, the offensive line and the defensive lines will be the best in America. Elijah Griffin and Jordan Hall might be the best defensive tackle combination in the country. I love Quartavious Johnson. I love Chris Cole. I love DeMello Jones. Talk about all these guys. And Robinson finally played. And, I mean, this is a – physically, when Frazier lines up and crams it down your throat, and when Chauncey Bowens lines up and crams it down your throat, these are two big physical beast running backs that are just going to – and Stockton's going to play action off of that. If they had any kind of wide receiver talent at all, this is a dream offense to play in because everybody's going to stop the run or try to stop the run with Frazier and Bowens. And everybody's going to try to stop the tight ends. There is a huge opportunity for some of these wide receivers. I just don't think they have any talent to do it. So with that said, that's the bad news. The good news is Georgia is going to physically maul people on both sides of the ball. And Georgia's better than every team they play, and they're going to physically line up and dominate you with Hall, Griffin, Johnson, Cole, Jones, on defense, man, they're gonna just smother you. And on offense, Bobo and Glover and Green and that big offensive line and those two big backs running behind it, they're gonna physically just dominate people.
Yeah, man.
They're gonna mash you. And those tight ends are gonna mash you.
Get ready for a lot of two tight ends.
Three
tight ends even.
Heck, put 11 tight ends out there.
Do it. I'm looking at this Isaiah kid from Georgia Tech, trying to remember him from playing Clemson last year.
There you go. You have to try to remember him.
No, but also I tried to block that game in general, so that's no slight on him.
Your PTSD over there.
A little PTSD. 480 yards last year, 4 touchdowns. Look, he could emerge, absolutely.
What do you kids say, mid?
Kind of mid, right?
What does mid mean?
And I don't think he was injured, whatever. So, somebody – but here's the thing. With how good the rest of that team is going to be, you just need somebody to be, no pun intended, passable. You know? Mm-hmm. You just need somebody to be good enough.
They're going to be – those safeties are creeping in that box. And those linebackers, man, you have to stop the run. And you got to stop those tight ends. And so if you're a wide receiver, man, you got single coverage all day long.
It's set up for you.
Yes. There's not a team on your schedule that can physically match Georgia this year. And the only teams out there that will be able to physically match Georgia this year would be Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame, and that national road. There's no one on the schedule that will be able to physically play with Georgia this year.
They're not going to lose.
No, not in the regular season.
Oklahoma might be a good game.
It's in Athens. That'd be an ambush. That would be an absolute ambush.
Ole Miss?
I don't. We'll see. Ole Miss has kind of had their number.
Watch that. At Ole Miss.
Yeah, watch that.
I can see that.
But even at 11-1, you go to playoffs. Right, for about the fifth. Let me see this. Let me look at Georgia year by year quickly, and we got to take a break. For about the fifth or sixth time in the last 7 or 8 years, the regular season in Georgia means nothing because they're going to playoffs.
See you there, dogs.
But the bad news is the last 2 or 3 years, you've done nothing in the playoffs. Nothing. So, it really, is your season a success or not? You're that good. That's what you've created. You better win in the playoffs because it's been a minute, man. And it's been the last time they won a college football playoff game was 2022. Right?
No, surely not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? They played in 23. They didn't play the college football playoff. They played Florida State. Well, Florida State lost to everybody, you know. And then in 24, they lost in the –
yeah.
I shouldn't remember saying this.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame stole the lunch money. And then last year, Ole Miss.
Ooh, that's a little chip on their shoulder.
It's been 1,000 days since they've won a college football playoff game. Who would have thought that? Back-to-back national championships. You're thinking, oh, Kirby's going 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, 3 out of 7, 4 out of 7 or something. Hadn't won a playoff game since 22. Curbs.
Meanwhile, in that span, they've only lost 3-4 regular season games?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Curb your enthusiasm for the regular season. Short break. Much more after this.
If you're online, you've got the roar at your fingertips. From a beach and valley to the Rocky Mountains, you don't have to miss a minute. You can catch your favorite show streaming live on the Roar app or at theroarfm.com at any time.
Best Buy Metal Roofing. If you're thinking about a new roof on your home, let's go with the lower maintenance plan. Let's go with the lifetime warranty plan. Let's go with the whole new look on your home. Let's get with Best Buy Metals and get with a builder and a contractor out there that can come in and do this for you. They've got a really cool product, a bunch of great products on there. Metal shingles, metal roofing, the metal technology. You're going to change the complete look of your home, add value to your home. Think about that. In Greenville, it's off of Wade Hampton Boulevard. These people are awesome what they do. Let's just consider it. Let's sit down and have a conversation with them. It's bestbuymetalroofing.com.
From the I-85 gridlock to the Esso parking lot, we're your sports talk escape. We are 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Summer out is the band. I don't like the L.A. Coliseum. Part of it is the band. Can you give me two songs, please?
Okay.
One is Fight On. And the other one is like it's called Trojan March or something.
Okay.
And this will explain it. But before I do that, let me tell you about the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. I hadn't talked to Russell in about a week. I need to check in and see how they're doing over there. But one of the things they're going to do is they're going to help you, like, plan your business. Let's get you in the right LLC. Let's get the right trust for you, you know, any kind of trust planning and all that. And let's minimize tax burdens, and tax issues. Let's do all of your back taxes. Let's get all that taken care of. Let's square all this away. And then we had someone that texted in and said, hey, my dad passed away, my mom, and like, how do you go about all that, about, you know, after death in the family, you know, like there's a lot of issues financially that happen to you. Let the Patterson Tax Service walk you through it and get you on the right plan. So our great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. So this is Fight On. Cheerleaders wear those sweaters.
Oh my God!
Come on, Dave. Let me give you this. The single best fight song out there. Can you give me Texas? The white on white unis. I don't like the home unis. Part of the Southern Cal fandom, my closeted Southern Cal dealer, is the colors and the. They're doing what Michigan doesn't do now. They're still wearing the gold pants, the yellow pants, but the Trojan helmet. Man, that's why I'm a Southern Cal. But there was a great site called fightmusic.com. I don't think it's out there anymore. I think I know Arkansas's. Do you know Arkansas's off the top of your head?
I could point it out if I heard it.
Yeah. I tell you some underrated fight songs.
Okay.
Michigan State.
Yeah, actually, it is.
Army.
Yes.
Navy. Those are good ones. People are going to cringe when I say this, and I hope Russ isn't listening right now. North Carolina's got a good fight song. Georgia Tech has a good fight song.
LSU but, does, too.
Yeah, LSU, the way they do their Tiger Rag. Auburn's got a good fight song.
Eh.
You like Auburn's?
War it's good.
Eagle, no, how's it go? Like,
War Eagle, fly down the field.
Bama's got a good fight song. Georgia's got a good fight song.
Georgia's good.
Florida State's got a good fight song.
Yeah, they do. Man, this is getting me excited. I stumbled across, Quark put me on to the NCAA like soundtrack, the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just like the best marching bands in the country's covers. And it's awesome.
What? And so can we play those on the air some?
Absolutely.
Okay. What I do like, too, though, is, and what gets you extra points with me, is if you have a secondary song.
Agree.
Like the Conquest do. Dun, 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 dun. Like, that's good. Georgia had one. Georgia's got about three or four of these fight song things, whatever. But besides Glory, Glory to old Georgia, whatever, Georgia has one. And it's they don't do it very often. But in the 80s, they would do this. They'd pitch it back to Herschel, and Herschel would get 8 yards. And it'd be second and two, and they'd sweep it to Herschel to the other side, and Herschel would get 12 yards. And the guy said, that's another Georgia first down. Not like the fans say first down. But then the band go, da-da-da-da-dun, dun, dun,
that's
dun,
good.
Dun. Dun, da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, God. And it, but they would get like 8 first downs going down the field. And all you heard was, da, 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 da. Like, oh, my gosh, man. There's nothing worse than them running it at you. You can't stop it. It's like, oh, it's just the worst. Da, 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 da. Like, oh, no.
LSU has the opposite. They do one for to get a stop on third down.
Yeah.
They have a song called Chinese Bandits.
Yes.
Based off of one of their history,
1957, Ella, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
it's not like they bow down, right? It's like, yes. Yeah. You don't like that one?
No, it's great if you're an LSU fan, but, man, if you can't get the ball moving, it's like, stop playing that song.
Tomahawk chop, obviously, you hear that over and over and over, and as a fan base, you're like, oh. But there's one out there, the secondary song.
Give it to me.
The best. Georgia Tech Bud song, Budweiser song. That at the start of the fourth quarter, they play the Budweiser song. And there's just nothing. Georgia Tech could get beat. If you're a Georgia Tech fan and you're getting beat 87-3 at midway through the third quarter, you have to stay in order to hear the Budweiser song.
It's not on Spotify. 1 second.
No.
Let me head over to the YouTubes.
No.
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Where they bounce half up, up and down, up and down. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. And at the end, they go, when you say Budweiser.
Okay.
You said it all.
Here we go. We ready?
Yeah. We love Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. They're very best in the business is getting your lower mortgage rates for your refi, for your remodel, for your new home buy. Get 3 estimates. Let these people work their magic for you. Let them separate themselves. They're going to make it so easy on you. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. I'm going to get Delvin. And then can I do what I was told during the break was that was not LSU's Tiger Rags, not their official fight song. They have another fight song?
No, the official's called Hey Fight Tigers.
All right. Can I get that?
Yes, if I won't get in trouble from our Clemson
fandom. Is it bad
fandom.
Language? It's not neck.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I like neck. I can't stand the vulgarity of it, though. I like the music, and then when they say that, like, that's vulgar. You shouldn't say that. I had grown women. I had an 80-year-old woman coming to me on Bourbon Street or in French Quarter and got my face in 2019 and told me that. I was like, ma'am, that's disgusting.
What are we doing, ma'am? What
and
are
this
we
is
doing?
After Me Too. You can't play neck after Me Too. Like, what? And here's the thing. Like, the LSU – president and the board. I know the director of the chairman of the board there. Like I met him and supposed to have him on the show last year. We need to do that this year. But He's a great guy, but I wanted to say, like, you allow that to happen?
Well, the band doesn't play it anymore because the student section and everything just took a song that they played and came up with that. So now they just do it to everything that the band plays. So, like, the school took away. They did their part. But can't stop their fans, it turns out.
All right. We'll do the best music of the day. We'll hear the LSU. What's it called again?
Hey Fighting Tigers.
Hey Fighting Tigers. All right. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. You doing okay this morning?
I'm doing good. Well, I came back in with the band. I thought y'all listened to some South Carolina State Marching 101 right there.
Oh, the 101s. Yeah. I love that now. That's talent is what it is.
Yeah, you got to go one of the where they just have a band competition, all the HBCUs, man. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
Miguel, I know y'all desperate for football when y'all talking about fight songs, man.
Mm-hmm. Uniforms,
we're getting ready.
Uniforms, helmets, and fight songs.
Yeah, uniforms, helmets, and fight songs. Y'all talking about the comments earlier about cussing it. I love the comments. And what about Brett Bielema coming earlier in the week talking about SEC eliminating back in 2005?
He had the tweet, too, about the Tennessee win and the South Carolina win, taking a little shot at the SEC. Brett Bielema did.
Yeah, they eliminated 2005.
Hey, man. And he should know because he fell to the SEC, but he's doing really good.
Yeah.
Doing really good now. So we'll see.
Yeah, but that was crazy, man. But that was crazy, but thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. All right, what's this called? Hey, Fighting Tiger.
Yep.
All right.
I got LSU's.
And I need the Chinese Bandit with my LSU, too.
Okay, I got you. All right. It's Hey, Fighting Tigers.
Glenn Miller A-Train.
Oh, yeah. It's got the New Orleans. Yeah, it is. It's that. They just changed the words. There you go.
I'll be honest with you. Not a fan.
All right.
But give me Chinese Bandit now. This is after third down stops. And this crowd in Baton Rouge, they it's a bow type situation, right? Like, you take your hands up and you're – is that right? Did I have that right? That they're bowing?
Yes. I can't find – some of these are censored from us on the Spotify.com.
Okay. I'm enjoying your people's comments on the Adams Grove text line, and people are loving this, and they are making a play for their team and why their team is the best. The Glory, Glory, Georgia. It's up there. But look at our text line. Loving the fight songs. Fight songs get me going this morning. Mickey, Georgia Tech has the best fight song in the land. Jolly Good Fellas, phone lines flooded with it. I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. I think that's fantastic. But here's a Southern Cal vote, a Notre Dame vote, a Michigan. Someone takes it from Michigan here. Yeah, here's an Ohio State. Hang on, Sloopy. So I'm glad you folks are enjoying that. So good stuff. And I need to say, can you not find the Chinese Bandits at some point in time? The text says, spot the ball. The music's got me going, spot the ball. Let's go. Hey, look, I'll be honest with you. I think that's one of the things that college football has over the NFL. NFL teams do have cheerleaders and do have mascots. Some of the NFL teams do have fight songs, Eagles, Redskins, or whatever they're
called.
Not
the same, though.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
The color and the pageantry.
That's all
college football. Yes. And isn't it crazy? Because you see the text line blowing up. Georgia Tech said, when he said, Budweiser said it all, love your show, Mickey, GT will. Got an Orange Bowl March request in here for all that. Hey, look, when you see college football and the passion we had, just in 30 minutes this morning, just fight song stuff.
Exactly.
We stumbled upon it because of Tusk. All right? But all fight song stuff. What that really says is, that even the fact we're trying to screw it up with NIL and we're trying to screw it up with transfer portal, that we're still coming back to it, we still want it, we still love it, we're still passionate about it. And I told you this before, I stumbled upon this idea that as a fan, they don't have to meet us halfway, but they've got to give us some morsels. They have to give us some nuggets. give me a little bit of guidelines in NIL. Give me a little bit of transfer portal guidelines in here. If you could do that, I'm going to more than meet you halfway because I want to want this. You know, it's a Cheap Trick song. I want you to want me. I love you to love me. I need you to need me. I need you for college football. I need you. I want you. I love you. But you got to meet me a little bit, man. You can't keep taking and taking and taking. You got to meet me a little bit on the portal stuff. You got to meet me a little bit on the NIL stuff. Don't take all my joy away. Give me a little semblance in there somewhere. Is that the right word? But give me a little something in there where I can kind of have that hope again that I can get it back to what it was because we want to meet you there so bad. We don't want to give up on this. So I'm glad we agree upon that. Want to disagree upon anything in the last segment like we did yesterday?
We already had our disagreement earlier.
All right, let's finish up on that one too quickly. Brad Hughes, Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love what Brad does for me. We combine our homeowners, auto owners, and it just goes amazing. Couldn't be any more satisfied with our insurance on both ends. Do it, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. As a final thought on that disagreement part, and by the way, I like Chad Morris. And I think Chad Morris, it's not just the play calling. It's not just the scheme. It's not just that. I think he adds that alpha voice in the room, and he adds the accountability in the room and all that. I do think, though, that they have to be – put it this way. He's responsible, even though he's not – he's accountable for it, even though he shouldn't be responsible for all of it. But I do think that if they want to – give you hope for 27, and if they want to move forward, you got to have some signs this year. You don't have to average 40 a game, and you don't have to run the ball right at people. But with that said, they've got to show signs. Because let me leave you with this on this thought. You go back and look at Clemson last year. Do you realize how many times do you think Clemson last year scored more than 28 points. They played 13 games last year. Don't think about it. Just give me a number. How many times do you think they scored more than 28 points?
Six.
Actually, they scored 34. No, I'm sorry. Let me back up. They scored 41 against Boston College, 38 against North Carolina. They scored 45 in a loss to Duke. They scored 45 against Furman.
So five. Four. Ooh.
Four times.
We know I can't add.
They scored 10 against LSU, 27 against Troy, 21 against Georgia Tech, 21 against Syracuse. 24 against SMU, 24 against Florida State, 20 against Louisville, 28 against South Carolina, and 10 against Penn State. In nine games last year, they scored 28 or fewer points. And it wasn't too long ago that they averaged 40 points. Those numbers in 2018, those numbers were 48, 28, 36, 49, 27, 63, 41, 59, 77, 56, 42, 44. That was just a few short years ago. Got to get it going again. But you got to run the football in order to do that. Best music of the day. 2-minute drill. Somehow, some way, maybe. Yes.
Get me to September.
Yes.
Give me there.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Can't go wrong, right?
I love it. 2-minute drill, what do you have for me?
2-minute drill. Clemson is done with their 2028 quarterback. That's 3 years in a row that they've known by the end of July. Trace Hawkins is a Tiger.
Great 2-minute drill. We'll ask Paul Strela more about him. We got that on yesterday about that. That's a really cool deal there. My 2-minute drill by Eric Newton.